The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet." And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy Broadcast. And I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you today to a true message, a true prophetic message out of the Scriptures of your Holy Bible. And I call your attention to the fact that this ministry is establishing a message and a voice that will be trusted in the spiritual darkness we've entered and in the arising gathering storm of great violence and moral corruption. And I pray today that the Lord would truly give you ears to hear this true prophetic message sent by Holy Ghost anointing. We continue the message today entitled, "The Curse of Wine and Strong Drink." Well, we know this, that in our Holy Bible, God's warned every wise person through that unchanging word of his. In Proverbs 20:1, to begin with, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise." Well, the greatest blighting curse, that is the most destructive and polluting sin of America and the whole Western cultured nations, is boozing. That is beer guzzling, cocktail sipping, and pure old ugly alcoholism. And the tragic results of this national vice and perversion of alcoholism, it's evident everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, in our public and private lives, as we witness the violence, the crime, the terrible wrecks, immorality, murder, broken homes, diseased bodies, filthy talk, heartbreak, suffering, untimely death, and hell are the terrible tolls that our sick society is paying. Well, the curse of wine and strong drink affects every American through the loss of money, time, energy, heartache, suffering, and death. Our highways are littered with beer cans and liquor bottles. And ladies and gentlemen, this is mute evidence to the moral decadence and spiritual bankruptcy of our sick society that now has the death rattles upon it. Well-situated and well-illuminated billboards all across our nation glamorize this sorrow, heartache, disease, misery, and death in those giant ads that are displayed. Lies that tells us about how glamorous it is and what a wonderful fun trip you have to drink wine and beer and whiskey and the contribution it makes to pleasure and happiness. Well, the truth about it is, ladies and gentlemen, these liquor ads all across our nation and the Western nations should read something like this: "Wanted, 100 new customers as most of the old ones dropped out. They committed suicide. Well, 10 of them did. 20 are in jail. 15 are in the poorhouses. One was executed. 3 are in the mental hospital, and the rest are dead broke. We must have some new customers, young, fresh, and strong, for they'll not live long to stay with us. Come and see us. We have brands that will cause you to disgrace your family, paralyze your mind, warp your body, and cause you to lose your friends. And P.S., we might add, it will cause you to lose your soul in hell." Well, our land is polluted, ladies and gentlemen, and God has warned foolish Americans. In Proverbs 14:34, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, But sin is a reproach to any people. Well, we ought to recognize that that's a fact of life, and we do recognize it, but people are foolish. Here's a scathing rebuke to ministers from the Lord who have contributed to the pollution of our nation, saying it's all right to take a drink, a social drink, a beer, or a cocktail. This is from your Holy Bible in Isaiah, the 28th chapter, beginning in verse 7. They also have erred through wine, and through strong drink they're out of the way. The priest and the prophet, that's the preachers, they've erred through strong drink. They're swallowed up of wine. They're out of the way. That's out of God's way. Through strong drink, they err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Quote and unquote. Amen. How true this is today in our old sick society. Well, the Holy Ghost commands every teacher and preacher of God's word that thou must speak the things that become sound doctrine. And this is beginning in Titus, the 2nd chapter, verse 1. And it continues, the aged men, be sober. Isn't that something? God's word warns us to stay sober, to be grave, to be temperate, sound in faith. And the aged women, that's the mature women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, that they teach the young women to be sober. What does sober mean? It means they certainly aren't caught up in this illicit alcoholism that starts off with a cocktail and a beer and winds up in some kind of clinic with delirium tremens. No, that ain't what God teaches us. And it goes on in Titus 2:11, teach people that they live godly and free from worldly lust and live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Ladies and gentlemen, that is from God's word that we live soberly. God has soberly warned those who help perpetuate the curse of wine and strong drink also in these words. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that putteth thy bottle to him and maketh him drunken also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness. See, that's why people get drunk to begin with, because they can go out here, a man with a girl, and she'll pull her clothes off. You get her a few drinks, or the vice versa, the guy will too. So he says, woe to you, heartache will come to you. If you give your neighbor drink and put your bottle to him and make him drunk, that thou mayest look on his nakedness, thou art filled with glory for shame. Drink thou also, and let thy foreskin be uncovered. The cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned to thee, and shameful spewing shall be on thy glory. Made a misquote there. Thou art filled with shame for glory. Thou art filled with shame when you drink for glory. And God said, there's a woe unto you. That's found in Habakkuk, the 2nd chapter, verses 15 and 16, ladies and gentlemen, out of your Holy Bible. Why does our own government fight the perverted use of cigarettes and they ignore the more vicious perversion of our seduction and addiction to alcohol? Well, the answer is the greater revenue to the government is from taxation of alcoholic beverages, powerfully financed liquor interest, and last but not least, most of our politicians are drunks or heavy drinkers, and they don't want any law curtailing their alcoholism. Well, we fight dope, but legalize alcohol, which both are equally deadly, and that is to an individual or a nation, and it's destroying our nation. Well, God warns with tender soberness in this great scripture in Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, beginning in verse 29, who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babblings? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine, look not thou upon the wine when it's red. That's when it's intoxicating. When it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright, at the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Well, we find smooth-talking, panty-waist preachers and teachers today declaring that it's all right that Jesus even turned the water to wine in his day. That's a lie. Jesus would never serve anything or even exhort people to use something intoxicating such as wine and strong drink, and it's because most preachers, they want to be a little nippers and sippers of some cocktail or a beer. Well, we got to realize that they're twisting and perverting the scriptures to their own destruction, as 2 Peter 3:16-17 declares, so don't listen to them. Jesus Christ, who kept the whole law and God's commandments perfectly, the Son of God, who came to redeem us from sin and from all perverted appetites of the flesh, would he have given wine to his followers, even to his enemies? No, he wouldn't. Something claiming Jesus would give them something to give them sorrow, heartache, wounds, babbling, redness of eyes that would make them lust after the opposite sex with an insatiable old devilish spirit of adultery? No, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus never drank wine or strong drink, but he gave grape juice to his apostles even in the Last Supper in communion in Luke 22:17. He took the cup. He gave thanks and said, take it, divide it among yourselves, for I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine, and that's grape juice, if you please, until the kingdom of God shall come. Well, the scriptures makes it plain in Proverbs 31:4. Give strong drink to him that's ready to perish, and wine to those that be of heavy hearts. People that are ready to perish, people that have no regard for their soul, give them all the wine they want. They're on the road to the pit, so let them go. But ladies and gentlemen, if you have a desire for eternal life, God will deliver you. You say, how do you know so much about it? You know, I backslid. I was saved at 8 years old, but I backslid when I was 15, between 15 and 22. And I had a little experience with that wine and beer. And I'm going to tell you something. God delivered me from it. Later on, he let me have a little experience in it. But it was something painful, and the experience is not anything that I want to gloat over and thank God for. Praise God. I'm just glad I got through it. God delivered me, and it makes a fool out of you when you drink beer and wine. So may God grip your hearts if you're caught up in it to turn away. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray you'll hear the prayer of this servant of yours, and you'll hear the heart cry of that backslider, a sinner, that's turned to this old of alcoholism and the bondage of the sins that result. I pray that you'll deliver them from that sin and evil habit, from that unclean and impure way and thought that he may have, and they'll turn to you in full repentance and asking you for forgiveness and asking Jesus to give them a clean life and come into their hearts to stay, that they can be a new creature. We ask in Jesus' name and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, these messages are from the Holy Ghost. We have them in print or on video and audio cassettes. You'll write me to Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Brother Ray Pringle, P.O. Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. We'll mail these, the printed form of the copy of the message in print, we'll mail it to you without cost or obligation. If you want it on video or audio cassette, we'll mail it to you by an offering of support. Now remember, the ruins of many mighty nations, empires, and civilizations lay in ruin all over the face of this planet, resulting from the same kind of moral decay that is bringing this nation down into the judgments of God. Let's not let it happen and turn away from our sins and all of these old evil appetites and evil habits that we've taken up, and ask God for mercy, and that God will turn away his great wrath and judgment from this nation. May God grip your hearts in this message with his power and persuasion until our next broadcast is our prayer for every one of you.